Good afternoon, welcome along to this Friday Community Elements show, and today we start off with Brian's good news. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Rob. How are you?
Great. All the better for seeing you.
And, oh, thank you.
For having, indeed, the good news. Which, today, was this coming from?
It's all from the Evening Express, apart from a scripture.
Apart from the scripture, yes. You mean the half scripture that you mentioned?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, how many have we got news stories today?
Oh, I think it's nine.
Nine. Well, never mind. Let's just
get nine.
Let's just get straight into it.
I had to check the notes there. Yeah, it's nine. Right. Denseed Court resident Dorothy Bray, 80, decided to create a charity calendar after her husband Leslie passed away while suffering from dementia. With the help of 22 neighbours and her daughter, Jenna Stephen, 51, Dorothy formed the Denseed Dreamers. Nurse Jenny says the ladies wanted to do things that they had never experienced before, whilst raising money for a cause close to their hearts. Dorothy asked the ladies in Denseed Court to help her, and they decided to take photographs doing exciting things they have never had the chance to do, capturing it all on camera for the calendar. Jenny said the project has brought all the residents together. The image of sheltered housing residents quietly sitting around sipping tea has been demolished by the ladies. They have tackled everything from firefighting to handling snakes, proving age is a number, as long as you are young at heart. They truly are an inspiration for people of all ages. Anyone interested in purchasing the Denseed Dreamers Fighting Against Dementia 2017 calendar can get one for £6 from Dorothy at Denseed Court. Two women raised more than £100,000 for sick children after walking along the Great Wall of China. Avril Gray and Jennifer Anderson visited the ancient landmark in September and spent five grueling days marching along it to raise funds for the Archie Foundation and the children's charity It's Good to Give. Thanks to their efforts in China and a fundraising lunch at the Markliff, the duo from Fraserburgh have raised a grand total of more than £100,000. Around £80,000 will go to Archie, the official charity of the Royal Aberdeen Children's Hospital, and more than £20,000 has been donated to It's Good to Give. A charity has launched its annual gift appeal for Northeast children. Cash for Kids has launched its Mission Christmas gift appeal. Last year, the campaign guaranteed more than 6,800 children living in Aberdeen and Aberdeenshire had a present to open on Christmas morning. The charity is calling on North East residents to buy one extra children's gift when doing their Christmas shopping and donate it to the Mission Christmas appeal, or donate money, which the charity will use to fill any gift gaps. More than 120 donation points have been set up across Aberdeen and Aberdeenshire, where people can drop off new, unwrapped gifts. The deadline donating items is Friday, December 16th. Michael Ferguson, Cash for Kids charity manager, said, "Mission Christmas generates a huge response each year, and we are extremely grateful to everyone who donates a gift, time or resources." A charity has started to boot out their winter woolies collection as the temperature plummets. Barnardo Scotland has put out their chill-busting accessories to keep the community warm without breaking the bank in their stores in Aberdeen. The children's charity is predicting a surge in demand for winter clothing as the season changes, with men's, women's and children's winter clothing being snapped up by bargain-hungry shoppers. Carl Robertson, retail area business manager for Aberdeen, said, "Our shops are a great place to find everything you need as the mercury drops, especially winter woolies, coats, jumpers, gloves, scarves and hats." A total of 250,000 spring bulbs have been sown around Aberdeen. Schools, community groups, volunteers and Friends of Park groups have braved the autumn chill to plant crocuses and daffodils that, come spring, will provide more colour to Aberdeen's parks and gardens. In Seton Park, they have planted 70,000 bulbs, which will bloom to mark the 70th anniversary of the park in 2017. In addition, 100,000 bulbs have been distributed by Aberdeen Rotary to various locations in the city as part of its Purple for Polio campaign. A fundraising drive for a North East charity chief left paralysed by mystery illness has raised more than £61,000 in under 3 weeks. Robin Maitland's children have been stunned after surpassing a goal of £48,000 to secure their father a custom car just 20 days after launching their online campaign. Siblings Anna, Harry, Cara and Jack Maitland said the extra cash will also allow them to buy an off-road wheelchair, allowing their dad to enjoy the outdoors once more. They revealed they thought people had got behind the campaign as a way of giving back. As Mr. Maitland and his wife Claire have helped save thousands of lives through their work with the Sandpiper Trust. An Aberdeen school has become the first in Scotland to be shortlisted for a prestigious award. Woodside School have been nominated for the UK Literary Association Literary School of the Year 2017. The school has made the shortlist roll of honour of only four, the others comprising two from London and one from Bristol. For the award, which celebrates schools providing rich, exciting, innovative curriculums in English while achieving good outcomes for their pupils. The winner will be announced on Saturday, July 1st next year at the UKLA International Conference being held at the University of Strathclyde. The North East is set to be well represented in a Scottish Pie Global Competition, with two bakers and a butcher shortlisted for the top gongs. Bert Fowley of Stricken, J and I Smith Bakers Limited of Huntley and Chalmers Bakery of Buxburn have all made the shortlist for the World Championship Scotch Pie Awards 2017. A panel of 50 professional guides and judges assist entries on appearance, quality, constituency and taste at a judging day, with the three Northeast firms among those impressing. Alan Clark, Chief Executive of Scottish Bakers, which manages the competition, said a total of 100 butchers and bakers entered 500 of their best products into 11 categories this year, and the competition has been fierce. "It is the only competition of its kind recognising excellence in the preparation of a perfect pie. The competition is now a regular fixture on the calendar as butchers and bakers throughout the land vie for pie supremacy and the boost to their business that always comes with such a sought-after title." The North East finalists all spoke of their delight at making the cut. Here's hoping they have the recipe for success. The winners will be announced on January 11th. Two schoolgirls have done their bit to make sure less fortunate families are kept well fed this festive period. With Christmas closing in, Emily and Beth Henderson, aged 11 and 8 from Huntley, grew concerned about those who may not be able to enjoy the celebrations due to money problems. In an effort to help out those in need, they sprang into action and have gathered nearly a dozen boxes of supplies for Huntley Food Bank. Their mum, Melanie, said, "They always put in a donation to the food bank, but this year asked if we could make two, and I said we couldn't afford it. So they asked whether we could ask family and friends. The youngsters and their mum placed boxes at work, school, and a local swimming group, as well as putting an appeal on social media. They were inundated with support and have gathered around 10 boxes of much-needed supplies for local people, as well as 4 boxes of shortbread donated by Deans of Huntley." Melanie said, "Emily actually went round every class in the school, explaining what she was doing and why. She wanted to help try to make the children understand that there are families that won't be quite as well off as they are over Christmas. We could all learn a thing or two from schoolgirls Emily and Beth Henderson. Emily, 11, and Beth, 8, are a shining example of the generosity we should all be showing throughout the year, and not just at Christmas. Well done, girls." Now we got what I would think is an appropriate scripture verse, which is from Proverbs chapter 28, verse 27. "He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack." Amen.
Indeed. Amen. I mean, there's several stories in there that I think are of excellence. Not only that story that you've highlighted, but those ladies in the first story that you had.
Yes.
And them deciding that they weren't going to just sit around looking glum and drinking tea, but actually get out and do something. And I'm sure that with the right mentality, a lot of nursing and care homes could revitalize many of their older people, even those possibly even with dementia, those termed with dementia, and give them, and particularly those who don't have dementia at the moment, a life that they could continue on being really positive. And they might be able to do firefighting, I don't know. They might be able to do first aid, for example.
Yes.
They might be able to not only knit things, but they might be able to do other things, go and read to others, or, well, who knows what they could do. But they need to be stimulated, I believe, by the nursing homes to actually keep in, and also by their families as well, because the families quite often will just leave it to the nursing homes, and then the nursing homes very often don't have the time or the energy to do anything. But hats off to the ladies for doing something, and indeed the sheltered care accommodation for encouraging them and enabling them to do that.
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly with that. That was my other favourite story, I must admit, today, because it's such an encouragement. And I always like when people are positive about things in that, because there's so much bad news about that it revitalises us when we hear good news.
Yeah, and age shouldn't be a barrier at all. I mean, you're only as young as you feel, really.
Of course.
So if you think, "Oh, no, I'm 90 years old," but if you're 90 years old and you're actually a kind of get about granny or a get about granddad and you go out and do stuff, you can be as mobile as some people even driving in nearly into their 90s or whatever.
Yes.
They can do that, and they can Indeed. Do so safely.
Yes, I agree so there.
You could, if you were a teacher, you could teach languages or you could do anything. And the other story, just to pick up, Brian, I thought was good, was about the children raising the money for their dad. So honouring their dad by raising the money for a car for him and for a special wheelchair so that he could get out and be able to get out and about and enjoy himself.
That was encouraging as well.
Yeah.
That people who care about others, and I think this is a very important thing, that there's quite a bit of selfishness about, you know. But, you know, I think it's in our interests also to care for other people. What's that phrase I often hear? Do unto others as you would like them to do unto you. So if you're kind to somebody else, there's a very good chance they'll be kind to you.
But don't just do it because you know they're going to be kind.
Oh, no, true.
If you're doing it because you want to do it, that makes a whole difference, because quite often the love comes out. The love is demonstrated when you just do that just because you want to.
Well, true, yes.
Right, I thought that was a very good scripture. Could you remind people again what that scripture was?
From Proverbs chapter 28, verse 27, it says, "He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack."
Excellent, Brian. I think that's excellent. And thanks very much for coming on once again. And we'll see you again next week.
It has been my pleasure and will be.
And it's our pleasure to have you on.
Okay. Thank you.